Hi everyone, welcome to this week's Motherkind moment. Thank you for being here. Thank you for pressing that play button. I really appreciate you. This is your place on a Monday for calm, connection, and maybe even a shift in perspective before the crazy week ahead. This week's moment is a really inspiring one. It is with Helen Glother, MBE, the Olympic rower, who famously went back to rowing after having three children. In this short clip, she describes how this is the absolute key to her achieving her seemingly impossible dream. I really hope you enjoy it. Here it is. I think there's such a powerful insight for everyone listening about having a dream. And what is so inspiring is the dream was massive, as you said. You know, no one had done it before. And yet I can really hear that you just were almost taking it one day at a time. You set up some parameters with those three rules, and then you were just taking it one step at a time. And it's a little bit like me, not a little bit like me. I am so far off the Olympics. But when I started this podcast, I said to myself, I'm just going to do 6 episodes. And now I'm 4 years in and we're nearly 200 episodes. So I can see how I think there's a powerful insight for people listening that when you have a dream, so often the logistics and that negative thinking and the what ifs can get in the way, can't it? Did you experience any negative talk? What was your inner dialogue like as you were going through the process?
I could talk about like the inner dialogue, self-talk all day, because I think it's such a powerful thing. And it's something that I've learned to develop better within myself through being an athlete. But I think everyone can always practice, because you wake up, I mean, I say you wake up, you've kind of been awake all night with feeding and little ones, and you kind of stumble out of bed, and it's your self-talk that makes you make the decisions to start your day and how you're going to start your day. And so I think that internal dialogue is really important. I think it's also really important to not look at anybody's story or what anybody is doing and tell yourself they're finding it easy. Because for me, every day, although there were highs and I would pat myself on the back for getting a training session done, there were also massive lows where I thought, what am I doing? And why am I doing this? And I thought about quitting, and then I did quit. And then the next day I was back on the rowing machine. It was a roller coaster, you know, it was a real roller coaster. And something that I think can't be ignored is the importance of having great people around you. And, you know, the support of Steve, my husband, and my mum, and people who were just this little bubble, you know, literally at the time, a little bubble, you know, we were me, Steve, and the kids at home. But having people around you who just will support your goal. And like you say, it doesn't matter what your goal is. And it doesn't have to be like a really massive practical support at the time. They don't have to be doing anything, but just knowing that someone says, yeah, keep going, just try. It's a nice feeling, and it definitely helps your own inner dialogue.
I want to talk a bit more about this inner dialogue, because I think this is something that I see is a real blocker, particularly for mothers when we want to do something. Maybe it's quit that absolutely soul-destroying corporate job and start our own business. Or maybe it's going back to work when someone hasn't worked for 10 years because they've been busy raising their children. I really notice that it is that negative self-talk. I can't do this. Who are you to do this? It's not possible. I'm too tired. What do you do when those voices come in? What have you learned? Because I imagine you have spent a lot of time unpacking this, working on this. Can you share some of that wisdom?
Yeah, totally. So it's one of the most important things we do. And most of my rowing career, for the London Olympics and the Rio Olympics, I rowed with a girl called Heather. And I sit behind Heather. And so I do the calls. I talk to her throughout training, throughout racing. She is sick of the sound of my voice, but I do all the calls and all the talking in the boat. And when I am hurting in the middle of a race in massive pain, I tell myself all the things you'd expect. You're weak. You can't finish. You're not strong. And to counteract that, what I do is I say, what would I say to Heather? And to Heather, I'd say, you're the best rower in the world. You're so strong. You've done the training. I believe in you. I would say those things to her. So why aren't I that kind to myself? Essentially, it's how would you talk to your best friend? How would you talk to somebody who you want the best for, and turn that around and talk to yourself like that?